5385.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Hey. Happy birthday. That is by the Shy Lights. You are tuned in live to A Book Is Born, and that's why we sing Happy Birthday. A Book Is Born by Gumbo for the Soul International and Tribe Family Channel is proud to present another literary feast. This is Season 2, Episode 6 of A Book Is Born, our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring rich content and relatable dialogue for your listening and reading pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. Now, this guest today on A Book Is Born is Mr. B.G. Howard, and he is going to be discussing his literary journey and give us the 411 on where to grab a copy of his new page turner. If you're just listening and tuning in, you can listen online via our studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. And if you are listening online and you want to call in, call 347-539-5285. And you can also catch us at tribefamilychannel.com. A Book Is Born on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly Black. Now, what I love so much about Happy Birthday and the Shy Lights is, guess what you all? They will be announcing a huge celebration coming May 27th, 2021. The Shy Lights have been putting it in for years in the music industry, and they are finally getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and we are invited. Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights is my godfather, and we will be celebrating next Tuesday on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. But right now, we're celebrating Mr. B.G. Howard, author, and I consider someone with points to ponder because I've read a lot about him, but we're going to hear an intro, and then we will be hearing from him ourselves.
Get to know author B.G. Howard. B.G. Howard was born and raised in a small town in South Georgia where he graduated high school prior to relocating to Macon, Georgia. While there, he attended college at Mercer University, though circumstance prevented him from completing his collegiate education. He has lived in a number of cities throughout the eastern part of the United States before finally relocating to Florida and eventually becoming self-employed. The now former business owner continues to reside in Jacksonville. There, he suffered an automobile accident in 2001, leaving him classified as clinically disabled. He considers the extensive injuries suffered as a blessing, given that it subsequently opened the opportunity for him to embark upon a new career as an author. A state and national award winner as a columnist years before the accident, B.G. Howard resumed his efforts writing an opinion column for the hometown newspaper in Baxley during September of 2015. He also writes philosophy, poetry, and short stories. As B.G. admits, there is so much inside my head, writing is simply a mandatory outlet. He confirmed, "I want to be a good author who happens to have survived an accident, not an accident survivor who became a good author because of surviving." Be sure to visit bghoward.com for more details about his upcoming books. and writing blogs. Be inspired and get to know B.G. Howard.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome live on Tribe Family Channel. Mr. B.G. Howard, how are you?
I am well. I am very well.
Yes, you are. Yes, yes, you are. You know what? It's an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to finally get you on the show. You know, I want to thank you for not only being a guest, but for also being a sponsor, helping us stay on the air. So we're going to sit back, relax, and let you tell us about your literary journey. I have some questions, and rarely do I compose questions for a show. I like to let the conversation just flow organically. But the reason why I've composed questions for A Book Is Born is because we all have a story to tell, and all of our literary journeys and how we begin writing differs so much so that I wanted to ask the same questions of everyone on the show so that I can sift through such a plethora of differences and diversity in the answers. So everything that I'm going to ask you, you already know. I hope that you're about to have as much fun as I anticipate. So the first question is going to be, what motivated you to become an author? Now, you may even answer some of the subsequent questions in your responses, but I'm going to, you know, do my best to not be repetitive. So forgive me if I ask you a question that you may have already covered. It's just that I want to get all the gems. So motivation, what motivated you?
In a word, therapy. It was more of a therapeutic venture than anything else. The backstory, I was previously self-employed. I owned a couple of businesses, and I had what many considered an unfortunate accident in 2001. I was severely injured to the point that it was a difficult time in my life. But I underwent several years of therapy, physical therapy. Then there was the psychological effect, and in the process of my fighting through all that, I had two businesses prior to, and the circumstances caused the businesses to fold. So without businesses and without a life, I was basically at home 24 hours out of the day. And in order to keep from going crazy, I subscribed to internet access, and I'd spend the entire day surfing the internet. So subsequently buying a lot of things I didn't need and later again.
You was on the internet till the screen said you've reached the end of the internet, huh?
Exactly.
I remember way back in those days. Wow. Praise God for your recovery and your surviving, and what you said, fighting through all of that. That's what stood out the most to me, that you fought through all of that. But go on. So you got on the internet and you searched it from end to end and found out your buying power was at the tip of your fingers. Go on.
greatly limited, by the way, because I went from owning two businesses to being able to fix things up. So that made it a little more difficult.
mm-hmm.
But, so at any rate, I'm on the computer, you know, 18, 20 hours a day. And this idea came into my mind. I had no idea what it was. But you know, it, even though I kept dismissing it, it kept coming back. And it can continue to come back over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks. And I literally opened the Word document and started tackling this thing because it was driving me crazy. I had to get it out. So I just opened the Word document and started typing. I had no idea where I was going. I had no intention of writing a book. I didn't even know how to write a book. So it was more therapeutic, as I said, than anything else. And, you know, I would go and visit my godmother in New York, and I had family in Florida and in Georgia. And so when I wasn't traveling, I would write. And over the course of, I think I started in summer, spring of 2006, and that process continued until I think summer of 2009. And
wow!
When I finished what proved to be a book, a manuscript, I didn't know what it was, so I just filed it away on the computer and started working on another one. And one day in, this was in 2009 when I finished it, and it wasn't until 2016 when I and Sandra and I were in Massachusetts, and she got bored. We went there on a moment's notice. We were expected to be there for 2 weeks, and we ended up there for 2 months.
Mm.
And she comes to me one day and she says, "I'm bored." And I said, "Okay." And she says, "Well, I need something to do." And I said, "Well, that brings me back to my first question." "Okay."
Don't make me laugh on here now, because you'll be hosting your own interview.
So she said to me, "Can I read your book?" And I said, "I'm not finished." She goes, not the one you're working on now. You said, you told me before that you had written a book." And I said, "Really?" Because, you know, because of the consequence of the accident, my memory isn't, so I write everything down. But my memory isn't. So I had to literally go into my computer, and it had crashed. My hard drive had crashed like 3 times.
Mm.
And fortunately, the individual who works on my computer, his name is Randy, at GTI. But Randy had the foresight to back all the old files up on, he just labeled it old hard drive. So it took me 3 days to find the file. And I copied it to a flash drive, gave it to her, and she went away, which is what I wanted. So she comes back in about 4 or 5 days. She goes, "Babe," I'm like, "Yeah, you can write."
Oh, wow.
Considering the fact that I'm a weekly columnist for a newspaper in Georgia, that's a good thing. And she says, you have to do something with this. And I said, "Well, I don't even know if it's published worthy. But if it is published worthy, I don't want, though it's not an autobiography, I did not want my first work to speak of, you know, the life that I lived before the church, because that was before I, as I often tell people, you know, I've been in church all my life, but church hasn't always been in me."
Well, I think you're speaking for all of us. Well, not all of us, but, you know, there's a plethora of us that haven't always been saved, and some of us still ain't sanctified yet, but we ain't going to go down that road. Yeah, wow. Okay, so she was gone for a few days. That means that whatever she was reading was a page turner. And she finally came back to you. Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead and continue.
Well, when between June and December of 2016. Because originally the manuscript was 21 chapters, mm-hmm. and the average page count was 35, 36 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I didn't know how to write a book. But so when I came back to Florida in June, between June and December, I added another 7 chapters for a total of 28 chapters. But then I went back and broke up the chapters. So,
oh wow,
the average page count then became 16 to 18 pages, but that extended the number of chapters to 40 chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I eventually found a publishing company, the first thing I was told was, that's a long book. I think it was like 774 pages.
Oh wow.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. I just wrote until the story ended. And
sorry for cutting you off, but that, because the book is that long, is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a matter of perspective. But go ahead. I'm so interested in this because I know other people that have combined all of their work, just poured it out, and then have later gone back and broken it up into manageable size chunks, if you will. So tell me where this is going. You know, almost 800 pages you're saying that you have written, though, and I find that phenomenal. So because you're pouring this out of you.
And the ironic part about it is I didn't actually go back and research how to write a book until after I finished it. Because, you know, this thing had been tabled for 7-8 years, and then when she comes to me and says, well, you have to do something with this, then I start, I resume work on it. So I went, and like I said, I added 7 additional chapters. Then I went back and broke them up, and like I said, I ended up with 40 chapters. And when I went back to research how to write a book, the first thing I learned was that you are supposed to start out with the end in mind. That's not the way I wrote. I would sit at the computer every morning and I go, okay, well, here I am. What do you have for me? And I would write literally what came to my mind. In fact, when you look at the book Family Ties Thicker Than Blood, the first page and a half is exactly the way it came out, unedited, unmodified, or changed.
Just organic and true to the form of its creation.
Yes, ma'am. I mean.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Well, how many books have you published now that we know the title of your work?
Well, this is my first. My inaugural experience is Family Ties. My apologies. This speech impediment is one of the consequences of the accident.
I'm happy to be talking to you. We're fighting through it together. Keep on talking and do what you got to do, my brother. I'm enjoying our conversation. Huh?
Thank you. But what happened is when I finally found a publishing company, I originally elected to go the option of self-publication because I'm nobody. Nobody knows who I am. I'm not famous, so you know, traditional publishers wouldn't look at me because they don't say I have to make a lot of money.
Welcome to the club. Okay. I think we all feel like that. Welcome to the club. Come on in.
You're famous and you have your own radio show and you're working 25 hours a day.
Bless your heart. Does anybody know who I am? So welcome to the club. Come on now.
You have me on your platform, so that's enough. But in truth, I looked at several different options. Originally started with a self-publishing company, but they let's just say that they didn't do all that they said they would do. So I backed up and coincidentally happened to hear this radio advertisement that popped up on a blog that popped up on my computer one day. It was about a company. It was actually an author assist company. It's like a combination of traditional and self-publication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally like taking a writing course in college. They teach you how to do everything from concept to completion, even marketing. You learn how to write book proposals in the event that you want to in the event that you elect to seek out an agent for the sake of the traditional publishing route. So that was my experience, and it took me about a little less than a year to go through because you go through at your own pace. But it took me a little less than a year to complete that process. So from the time that I made up my mind to go forward with this thing in late 2016 until the actual publication, which was April of this year. So I was looking at...
Ooh, congratulations! A book is born, y'all!
So with the manuscript being so long, I subsequently revisited the idea several times, and I found a place, coincidentally, at the end out of 40 chapters, I found a place at the end of chapter 21, where it's a finished book, but it's not a completed story.
Wow.
Now, if you were to read the first installment is Family Ties, Thicker Than Blood, and the second installment is Family Ties, Blood Covenant.
Well, now before you give us all the goods on, you know, what's in the series, first, let me congratulate you upon the drop of Family Ties, Thicker Than Blood this year, 2020, and the journey that you matriculated. I find that fascinating because a year and you're learning not just, you know, the composition of a book, but also the marketing and a book proposal in the event that you take it to another level later. All of this is development, business development as an author, and you're literally becoming your own publisher. And so I also salute that leg of the journey as well. We all have made our mistakes and gone down different paths and roads getting to ultimately that published book. And so it's just very fascinating of hearing, you know, the different stories. And so now give us a description of Family Ties, Thicker Than Blood, because that title is hot. And then the next title, whoa, they ain't ready, but we're going to stick with what's out now.
The premise of Family Ties, Thicker Than Blood involves a young man, Willie LeBeau, who is from South Georgia, coincidentally. I'm from South Georgia. But he runs to New York trying to escape his past, and he encounters what could be a more troubling future if he can survive the present.
Wait. See, you can't just throw something out there that deep and expect to keep rolling.
But
trying to escape his past, if he can, what about his future in the present?
If he's trying to escape his past and encounters what could be a more troubling future, if he can survive the present.
Deep, brother.
To sum it up, Willie he's had a troubling past, and so he in an effort to escape himself, he runs to the city that never sleeps, where he hopes to get lost among the inhabitants of New York, because that's a big city.
And in the process of doing that, he inadvertently saves the life of Oswald Jenkins, who is coincidentally a key figure in the notorious crime family. But you can't be a thug named Oswald, so they refer to him as Oz. So because of the incident where Willie inadvertently saves Oz's life, Oz takes Willie under his wing. So this is a little one of the twists, because Willie is taken under the wing of Oz, and he's actually running things for Oz, but he has morals. Because of an incident that happened previously, he has two rules. He will not touch drugs or drug money.
Pin that right there. Let me ask you to pin that right there. Mr. BG Howard, you know we don't want to give away all the goods, and we're going to go to a commercial break. But ladies and gentlemen, listening on A Book Is Born, I think y'all better get over to bghoward.com and find out how you can get that book. Now, we'll be right back after this brief commercial break from one of our sponsors, Urban Book Editor.
I know building a website can be intimidating, but you need a place where your audience can connect with you. Instead of fighting with technology, try the easiest, most flexible website builder available. With templates for all types of websites, ranging from landing pages to e-commerce, Urban Book Editor's platform makes creating an author website quick and easy. Just add a section, upload your photos and videos, type your text, and you're in business. It couldn't be easier. And if you sign up for an annual plan, you can get 10% off the first year. Just use discount code FIRSTYEAR. That's 1-STYEAR. The number 1-STYEAR in all caps. Take advantage of the 14-day free trial. No credit card is needed. Visit urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website from the menu bar at the top of the page. No more struggling with technology. No more paying a small fortune to developers. Create beautiful websites without learning to code. Spend more time writing and less time worrying about your website. Just go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website. You'll see how easy it is to build a great website to showcase your work. Go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website today.
All right, welcome back live on A Book Is Born via Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black, and I'm the creator and host of A Book Is Born, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. Now, that brand is also the home of Gumbo for the Soul publications. We have a cause for submissions for several anthologies. As you know, we have four anthologies under our belt: Gumbo for the Soul, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community; Gumbo for the Soul, Here's Our Child, Where's the Village; Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor; Gumbo for the Soul, Men of Honor. We have a call for submissions for the second in the Men and Women of Honors series. We have a call for submissions for Called to Serve, For Suicide Is Not the Answer, and additional publications. In addition, we consult in publishing. So be sure to visit GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. Now, thank you for being here live with me. Our guest, Mr. B.G. Howard, is discussing his literary journey and giving us the 411 about his new page turner, Family's Ties, Thicker Than Blood. So now, Mr. B.G. Howard, if you will continue, I don't want you to give away all of the juicy goods, because we want people to go out and get your book, because after all, you also are a sponsor of this program. So ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already supported this author, please do so for us, because one hand helps another, and we appreciate you. Now, Mr. B.G. Howard, I have another question. Mm-hmm. What were some of the challenges you faced as a writer in general, and are there things that you would do differently?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that I short of in addition to the physical challenges, because as a result of the accident, this is the hard part. I was actually riding my brother's bike. I was three blocks from home. A truck pulled out in front of me, and I basically T-boned it, slammed into the side of the truck. They determined he ran the stop sign, but I hit him in the side, and there was actually an individual on the bike with me. She was actually one of the people who worked with me at the company. I think she broke her leg, one of her arms. I think her collarbone and her hip, her pelvis. Fortunately, I don't think I would have been able to live myself if she had not survived. But she survived. And
thank you, Lord, that both of you survived.
My injuries were a little bit more serious. I broke both my ankles, both my shins, both my knees, both my femurs, my pelvis in three places, both my upper arms, both my elbows, both my forearms, and both my wrists. And
you took the full impact, is what you just said.
Essentially, yes, and I had a massive concussion that left me in a coma for several months, and then from what I understand, at the point I woke, recovered, was revived, they kept me medically comatose for the balance of 7 months. They said that the trauma was so bad to my body that if I woke, I would literally go into shock and most probably die. But
God. B.G. Howard, y'all talking to a miracle or listening to a miracle. For me, I'm talking to a miracle, sir, and I just have to stop and acknowledge that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in on A Book Is Born on Tribe Family Channel, Mr. B.G. Howard just really gave us a testimony of being covered by faith, because he said he fought through this, and they kept him sedated so that he could get to this point of his life where he can look back and know that he got here through a lot of struggle, a lot of work, and like you said, fighting your way back. So I just salute you, sir. And you talked about writing being therapy. So I guess what was pouring out of you when you did begin writing, because, almost losing your life in such a horrific accident is certainly a challenge. It's not an everyday challenge. And as a writer, I would imagine that so much poured out of you when you did open that computer. Like you said, when you opened that Word document, it really just flowed. And so would that have been pretty much the birth of it? You didn't hold back. You let it all out at that point.
Well, I mean, yes, because I, like I said, when I first started this process, I had no idea what it was.
and I would just write to basically to maintain my sanity. Between the medical doctors and the you know, a lot of people are ashamed to say it, but quite honestly, I mean, between the medical doctors and the psychiatrists, that was my life. From one doctor's appointment to another doctor's appointment, and it wasn't until five, six years later that I was diagnosed with a brain condition, something called static encephalopathy. Big fancy word for brain damage. Anyway, because I didn't find out until a couple of years ago that I was without oxygen for an extended period of time, and that's what causes the medical term is encephalopathy, which is loss of brain cells due to lack of oxygen at birth. Well, obviously I wasn't a newborn, so when I spoke to my neurologist and I told him, you made a mistake. And he said, no, that's why they call it static encephalopathy, because it's post-birth. So,
you really explained that so eloquently, and it really helps to better understand the difference, as well as give us more insight into the challenges. And, you know, a lot of people that haven't had the unfortunate accident that you fought your way back from, you know, and a level of challenge that don't get that deep inside of themselves, you know, ain't had accident one, fortunate as all get out. Come on now. And won't even go so deep as to, you know, figure out what makes them tick, you know. Right. And for you to, you know, come from that angle, I can appreciate that, you know. And I'm authentic and real. I'm not going to gas you up about nothing. You being real with me, I'm being real with you. That's just authentically, you know, how this conversation is. And I really appreciate your transparency, because you don't have to tell me everything. You don't know how I'm going to take your words, and you're being so transparent and so honest with me. I just thank God that you did fight your way and that you are here to talk about it, because it's truly a testimony of surviving and fighting, and then the challenges that you overcome and really, you know, not giving up on yourself.
With it. My late mother. She, people would say, "Well, he's so tenacious," and she said, "No, he's just stubborn."
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't finished up in here. Okay, I got books upon books. You know, so let me ask you this. No, go ahead. Did you have something else to add?
No, I just want to. I have to make note, because you've pointed out a few times that I fought my way back, and I have to tell you, it's black, and that was it was God. It was God. I couldn't have done it. I've got no power. I have no control over what's going on, and literally, I was at the mercy of the world, and. Were it not for God, I would not be here. So
at the mercy of God, aligning the universe to make it all right again.
Every day, every step, because they said that I would never walk again, and I would never talk again. So
said that's a lie, and that's another lie.
Every step and every word, I thank God for it.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
You got a faith that's on fire. Not letting nobody speak over you, talking about what you will never do. Oh, really? Oh, you know what I'll never do. Okay, live on a book is boring, y'all. He's writing, he's talking, he's doing his thing, B.G. Howard. Go ahead, my brother.
Well, Ms. Black, you mentioned you visited the website and the points to ponder. And, I call them my twisted hillbilly philosophies, because I'm from South Georgia, as you know, and I'm proud to be country. So one of my twisted hillbilly philosophies simply suggests that it is impossible to live truthfully in an untruthful situation.
Okay, so first of all, I done already told you I'm too silly, and you're going to be interviewing yourself, okay? Now, you're going to throw out hillbilly on me? No, you didn't, okay? I'm too silly for this. You know, I'm trying to stay composed and act all, you know, okay, it's an interview. No, he said his hillbilly philosophy. So run that by me. One more time. This time I'm going to be listening, because I'm not going to be thrown off when I hear hillbilly, okay? Because I'm country too. My people from Texas and Louisiana, but I've never been to the South. But I got the country in me. So now run that by me. Run that country grammar by me one more time. I like it.
it simply says it is impossible to live truthfully in an untruthful situation.
Lord, have mercy. Okay, because y'all can stick y'all foot in the funk all you want to, but if it ain't the true funk, you know, you ain't doing nothing.
Not at all.
So it is absolutely impossible. You know, that will preach, because you can't live in conflict, okay? You just can't live in conflict. You will not thrive in conflict, okay? So now, you know, I do have a lot more questions that I can ask, but I just love it when it's an engaging and inspiring interaction on the air, because you know, it's not an interview, it's a conversation and everything. And so, speaking of conversations, the phone lines are lit up, you know, and they're not calling about me. I'm going to tell you now, I don't know all of this sorry stuff you were saying, but I'm just as country as the next hillbilly. No, I'm in California country as ever, and these phone lines aren't lit up for me. So let me get them all ready. Area codes 217-845, 217 with the prefix 706, and 213, that's LA, 904. Y'all get ready, okay? Because we're going to open up the phone lines. I want y'all to tell our guest who you are. You know, and we got a long list to go down, so just, you know, go ahead and give him your comment or ask him your question, and then we're going to keep it rolling as he responds in his own special way. You ready for that, Mr. B.G. Howard?
I'm breathing your ear.
You ain't breathing my air. You breathing God's air. You ready? In other words, he ready, y'all. He coming. Okay, he coming. He stay ready. So now, area code 217. Area code 217 with the prefix 454. Your line is open. Who are we speaking with? And do you have a comment or a question for our guest? All right. A lot of people just like to listen and enjoy the conversation, and we respect that. So we're going to move right on down the line to area code 845. Area code 845. You're on a book is board. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest? You know what? I think everybody is interested in hearing what you have to say. But we're going to try some more, because we know that you have a lot of support out there in the world. Area code 217, prefix 706. Question or comment?
Oh, yeah. My name is Adrian Bates. He know me. He a real special person to me. But I just was tuned in. I'm real proud of him, because he came so far away and so long. And kept surviving through everything. So it's just motivation to me and others, you know, to keep going. Because 2 Corinthians, first chapter, it says God comforts us to comfort others. And so that's basically what he doing, comforting me. I'm going to just speak for me. He comforting me to keep on going and, you know, because they say we struggle. We go through trials and tribulations so he can comfort us. And so that's what he doing for me. So I'm just real proud of him.
Come on now. I heard that. Thank you for calling in. That's real inspiring.
Ma'am.
Yes, indeed. All right. Let's go on to caller 213. Caller 213, did you have a question or a comment for our guest? All right. Well, we're going to allow caller 213 to continue listening. Area code 904. Area code 904. Your line is open. Question or comment for our guest?
904. Which 904?
You 904.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
Who
what's
we
up,
talking
bro?
To?
Say what's going
Buck
on.
Buck Howard. I don't know it. You know I had to listen to you now.
Yeah, for all those who might have a question about who this crazy person is, that's my older brother.
Hey. You know what? I'm glad your older brother is right here because now I'm going to ask both of y'all a question. I have a radio show host named Elliot, J. Elliot Howard, and he's out of Houston, Texas. Does that ring a bell? Because the Howard family is a strong family with a huge diaspora. So does J. Elliot Howard, Jerry Elliot Howard out of Houston, Texas, ring a bell?
No.
No. I mean, that's
all right.
Familiar.
Well, it's a lot of y'all, so you know. You never know. We'll find out because, see, I can ask him, too, about you all. All right, big brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're winding down, and I'm sure that you're very proud of your little brother.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am, always.
I couldn't only imagine. Was it your bike that he was riding? He said he was riding his brother's bike.
Yes, ma'am, it was mine.
All right,
mine.
Now,
but
all right,
mean,
now.
It's one thing about it, and like I say, you know, in our life, we can't do nothing without the good Lord. But it's one thing that me and him always said, regardless of what happened, how it happened, when it happened, we will never let each other down. Long as we stand by each other, with each other, with God's help, in it and everything is possible. And when you understand that and know that and believe in that, then there's nothing that can't be done. And that's the way we look at
Lord,
it.
Lord have mercy. I love it. I absolutely love it because, see, we're really bound together by love. And when there's love, we can get through any of life's circumstances. You know, we all are going to face a different set of circumstances. And to have the love of family and the devotion of family that's standing by faith with you, like this brotherly bond, it ain't nothing y'all can't achieve, okay? Family Ties, baby, the series, okay? Thicker Than Blood. Y'all better go out and get that, bghoward.com. All right, well, thank you to the Mr. Howard Sr. for blessing us with your presence, okay?
Well, you can just call me Buck. Mr. Sound professional. I'm a long way from professional.
I'll be coming with all that old Hollywood stuff. Okay, Buck, thank you. I appreciate you calling in, all right?
All right.
All right, cool. Take care. All right, well, let's go ahead and try to grab one more call since, you know, we got literally another minute before we go out of here. Area code 617, prefix 908. Area code 617, prefix 908. Did you have a question or a comment for our guest? All right. Well, they want to listen to the outro because that's exactly where we are right now on the outro of this show. A Book Is Born by Gumbo for the Soul International and Tribe Family Channel. I have had an absolute blast with you, Mr. B.G. Howard, and I know that we have you scheduled to take a tour. We have our affiliate station, and we have some other programs lined up. And did you have any final words of inspiration for anyone that may be embarking on their writing journey for whatever reason in life that they may encounter?
Well, the only thing you can do is trust God, trust the process, and trust yourself. It's a matter of, in fact, three people this week said to me they want to write a book, but they don't know how to start. And I said, you start writing a book the same way you start eating dinner or breakfast or anything else. The first step, the first bite, one step at a time.
See, I can take a lot out of that. And the first thing that I would take out of that, if I couldn't take anything else, it would be trust the process. Trust the process. You know, and you're absolutely right. One step at a time, you know, one moment at a time. And my thing is, you know, everyone is hurting and healing from something. You know, I don't care who you're dealing with. Someone is, you know, everyone is going through a challenge in their life. And you can't negate that they have a struggle going on inside of them, which that you know none of. We all do. And so you said one step at a time, and, you know, I'm going to say one moment at a time. Just if you could just press your way through the present moment and find enough strength to the next moment. And pretty soon, one moment going to become a minute, and a minute is going to become that next step. And pretty soon, you will have pressed your way through the other side of that challenge. And Mr. B.G. Howard, you're definitely a champion for pressing your way through the other side of a challenge. And I salute you. I want to shout out to Mrs. Howard over there, too, you know, behind every good man. And, you know, I want to thank you again for being here. We're going to take it on out. But be sure to visit bghoward.com, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Howard, it's been an absolute pleasure. You have a blessed rest of your day. I'll be back live tomorrow on Tribe Family Channel with Save, Sisters Advocating Via Economics. My guest is Mr. Stephen Hutchinson. He is the CEO of Power Tax Inc. And he is also the former host right here on Tribe Family Channel of Financial Intelligence. As you all know, tax season was extended to July 15th. So you do want to tune in to make sure that you're on point about filing your taxes. All right, that concludes this episode. Follow us at TribeFamilyChannel.com, at TribeFamilyUS, and I am the CEO of the Gumbo for the Soul International and Tribe Family Channel. If you are wanting to embark on your publishing journey, I do that. GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. Hit me up. We have plenty of series anthologies that beg for your participation. Women of Honor 2 has a foreword by Dr. Yvonne Sion. She is the mother of comedian Dave Chappelle. And we have all kinds of partnerships and sponsorships that we embark your participation. So thank you once again for tuning in to A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel. Be blessed and be a blessing. Good night, Mr. Howard, and God bless, and thank you once again.
Thank you.
It's my honor. Good night. God bless.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
We'll be right back.